Susan Saunders in studio with my friend Ron Porth. And I have pretty much, I think, almost paid for your entire advertising budget at Radio Bloomington over the years by shopping at your stores. If I haven't, please let me know. I will try and buy more. For those who don't know you, tell me about your business success here in the Twin Cities with the Mole Hole and Uptown Gifts and Accessories. Ron, how long have you had those businesses?
I've had the Mole Hole for 18 years and had Uptown Gifts for 6 years. And I need to thank everybody in Central Illinois for their loyal patronage over the years that have made it so I could make a living doing the foolish things I do every day.
I adore talking to you when I get a chance to see you in the stores. I know you've got lots of great working minions for you, but when I get a chance to hang out with you, you're usually telling me about the next big thing that's happening in sales trends, whether it be something you'd be selling in your stores or watch for the blank that's happening. I love the way your devious mind works when it comes to taking a look. So I'm excited that we're starting a regular segment here on WJBC where we're going to talk about shopping trends as well as some of the things you're seeing as a local business owner of a smaller kind of niche business in both Bloomington and Normal. Before you got into, I will call it the gift store business. Is that how you characterize the Mole Hole and Uptown Gifts? Is that what you call it?
Yep, that seems accurate.
Before you got into that business, what was your background?
I grew up in Central Illinois. I've never been any further than 30 miles from Bloomington, unfortunately, in my life. In my living, I have been away from it a little bit.
Okay.
But I started off out of high school with I worked for Feasters, a little seed corn company in El Paso, a research technician, trying to make better corn. I went from there to working for my father-in-law, raising hogs, which is the absolute positive worst job anybody ever have.
But we appreciate those who do it because I like bacon.
Yeah, I do too. And then I went from that to a garbage man. And the garbage man was actually a little bit better gig than the pig farm.
Better smells?
slightly better smells. And from there to, I thought the Mole Hole would be a great retirement type job and didn't realize it was, wasn't smart enough then to realize it was 364 days out of 365 days a year.
So really, 18 years ago, you started your retirement business?
Yeah.
And now you've expanded into two locations.
Yeah, I must be nuts.
And going from agriculture to sales. I mean, really, was it you or was it the Mrs. Porth in the world that said, what about a gift shop?
No, we shopped the store. That was the crazy thing. We actually enjoyed the store because we shopped there quite a bit. But the people part is what keeps me in the business. So, you know, I like to be around people. I like to talk to people. I like to see what's going on with people. I like to analyze people a little bit. But the people part of it is what keeps everybody in retail. You know, the hours are what kills you. But you really, if you want to absorb the world and the people around you, retail is a pretty good place to be.
Yeah, it's very interesting that we're starting this segment right before your busiest time of the year, which is going to be during the holiday season. So should we just assume now that you might be a little testy sometime mid-December, closer to the 25th?
People might say that. You know, I would disagree, but there might be people that would say that.
I think you're very patient. We should do a shout-out, though. The Mole Hole was owned and operated by somebody before you. Who had
Correct.
It?
Correct. It was John and Judy Morris, okay. A couple. They had it for like 15 or 16 years before me. The interesting factoid about the Mole Hole would be I think it's the oldest, probably it's the oldest non-corporate store in the mall.
I was about to ask that because very few stores in the mall aren't owned by a corporation. I think there's you, and then there's like the tailor shop, and
it's down to like a half a dozen now.
Yeah, I can't come up with that many.
Yeah, it's down like a half a dozen.
And so far, still staying in the mall. There's no plans on leaving the mall anytime soon.
Well, we hope the mall makes it a little bit nicer. We hope the mall can improve a little bit. You know, there's always a And everything we do, you do and I do both, there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope the mall gets up, makes it a better place and we can survive there, yes.
Well, shopping trends are changing, and that's one of the things we'll talk about on this segment, which will happen the first Tuesday of every month and then every Wednesday following, just by scheduling-wise, about different shopping trends going from the big box stores to the small stores and back again. Last week I brought up a topic you were really interested in that we'll cover after the break here about aisles widening. And whereas you have a store where every inch is covered with something unique that I have to really spend some time getting through the store to make sure I don't miss anything. You're working in the opposite direction of what some stores are doing, which is becoming more spacious. So we'll talk more about local business and maybe a couple of cute suggestions for early holiday shoppers. Ron Porth is in studio. More after this. And Ron Porth is in studio. Maybe you have met him at the Mulhall inside Eason Mall, where he's been owner-proprietor for the last 18 years, or his newer store, Uptown Gifts and Accessories in Normal. And I remember when you opened that store, everybody wanted to know, oh, are you leaving the mall and you're moving to this other location? And instead, you've done very well having two stores because you've got things that are only available at one store and not another. When you talk about what Ron sells, boy, I would say he's top of the mind when it comes to jewelry trends. And that Alex Nani thing is huge.
Yes, Alex.
But you can only sell it in one store, right?
Right. I can only sell it at Uptown.
Because there's rights and permission slips for other?
They zip code protect, which is good. As a businessman, you like that they're nice enough that somebody else has it in Bloomington, so I can't sell it in Bloomington and it's hands off. It's a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing both.
Well, if you're an Alex Nani fan, I know you just got your big shipment in of all kinds of winter Alex Nani bracelets, and they're a really nice hot holiday item for those stores. Also, I want to point out for the Mulhall and Uptown Gifts, how much extra money does it cost you as a small business owner to offer the gift wrapping services that you do? Because that's one of my favorite things about your store, because I gift wrap for crap. I can't do it.
It is an enormous amount of money across the year when you think about the boxes and the paper and the bags. And we've got into some nicer stuff. The girls at Uptown really push hard for that. They're really picky about what we put that stuff in. They kind of beat me with a stick sometimes because I'm a little – I kind of tend to under and they kind of tend to over. So we meet in the middle and generally we get along that way. But it is a lot of money. It's thousands of dollars across the year. And people do appreciate the fact they can walk in, pick something out, and walk out 5 minutes later with a gift good to go.
Yeah, well, I would rather come buy from you and then have somebody else gift wrap it well instead of going out and spending $10 on – wrapping paper and accessories and all of those other things, of which I'm going to use 25 cents of it and then lose it before I ever need it again. But last week, I was talking about a really unique business concept that Walmart is putting out in the world. And since you are a small business owner of two stores that are packed to the gills with cool things that we'll talk about endlessly here on the stores or on the show, Walmart just announced that they think they can bring more customers back because their attendance is dwindling in the big box stores by widening their aisles from 4 feet to 10 feet and reducing the number of items in their store. Based on what you know of shoppers today, do you think that's going to be a good thing or that's a step in the wrong direction?
No, I think it's a good thing for Walmart. I think they have the luxury of 500,000 square feet in a store, so they can do that. And I think the wonderful thing it shows is Walmart's realizing that they have to go back to the customer. That so many of these businesses have gotten to be corporate, and they got to worry about stock prices, and they worry more about stock price than they do about the customer. One of the things I think they should do next is bring the milk to the front. You know, in Walmart, you have to go all the way to the back of the store to get milk. That's to make you walk all the way through the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that we got to start thinking more about customers.
And customer service. If their employees aren't happy, and we've heard rumor that some of them aren't, they're not going to be helpful when you ask for their assistance. If I go into one of your stores, I can barely get out of there because I'm having too much fun with your employees because they're having a good time too.
Yes, I'm quite fortunate that most of them like their jobs, and when I'm not around, they're really happy.
Well, that's a whole other issue that we can cover another day. Since I do like to always talk to you about shopping trends, as I mentioned before, the Alex and Ani bracelets, which you have in Uptown. I know you've got the Wind and Fire at the Mulhall, and you've got a whole bunch of ISU stuff that's flying off the shelves, yes, at both stores. What is going to be hot for the holidays in some of your major brands?
Alex Nani still remains almost a drug, thank God, that everybody, women generally from 16 to 86, enjoy them. And the wonderful thing.
They're adjustable bracelets, by the way. If somebody hasn't gotten one and they've got different charms on them and they're supposed to increase your feelings of different things depending on which one you buy.
I did bring a few things along. The wonderful thing I relate Alex Nani to is Willow Tree. If everybody remembers Willow Tree, the figurines.
Mm-hmm.
That it's great sentiment at a reasonable price, that you can tell somebody how much you like them, how much you love them, how much you need them, how good a friend they are, and hand them a bracelet. And these little like arrows of friendship, unique bond direction. It talks about, on the back, it talks two arrows with intersecting centers is a symbol for friendship. While each one points its own direction, they meet in the middle, touching at their hearts. Wear the Arrows of Friendship bracelet and feel the heartwarming ties that bind true friends. I mean, it's just a wonderful little sentiment that you could give to somebody that, that means a lot to you.
Yeah, I don't need to buy an accessory gift card to go with that, you know? I don't have to...
They come with. All the cards come with.
Yeah, I don't have to do... I don't have to get a Hallmark card on top of it. This says... It says it all. So Alex and Ani is hot. Vera Bradley has been a staple of your stores forever. Is that still as big as it used to be?
Vera Bradley still sells very well at both stores, and they're getting trendier. They're changing a lot of things. We're going to bring in... Vera Bradley jewelry in January. They won't have it for Christmas, but they're getting into jewelry. And much like dog-eared, people will understand if I say dog-eared brand, that's a very popular brand, too, that it's nice, it's affordable.
Now, I've seen some people try and be Vera Bradley, but so far the only really acceptable, successful one is Cinda B, which is one of Vera Bradley's former designers, of these soft-sided bags and purses and totes and things. Is Cinda B also doing, you know?
Cinda B is doing well as well. Their niche seems to be a little better for us in the luggage.
Okay.
The bigger bags, the handbags sell, but not quite as good as Vera. They're not quite as popular as Vera, but they have their own little niche.
It's still weird that you can go buy a Vera Bradley bag unlike any other purse, and that bonds you with somebody else that you've never met before. Suddenly you have a conversation with somebody like, oh, I like your Vera Bradley bag. I can't get through an airport if I'm holding on to my Vera Bradley stuff without being stopped by three different people to have a conversation about those bags.
Yes, you can see a lot of Vera Bradley at the airports.
It's crazy. All right, before I let you go, Ron Porth, and we'll have you back again next week, talk about shopping trends and other small business items. Tell me about the cancer benefit that's coming up on your schedule.
This Thursday, we're partnering with the Body Compound in the shop to fight cancer. All day long Thursday at Uptown, there'll be 10% off of everything in the store except Alex and Ani, and 10% of the proceeds for the whole day will go to the local cancer center for this. So pass it along, ask your friends, come and see us, grab a few Christmas gifts, and donate a little money to help fight cancer. And it's all local. This is all going to stay local.
Here's your question that I have ready for you for next week that you have to answer next week. Are people shopping earlier than ever before when it comes to holiday gifting for 2015? Answer that question next week. More with Ron Porth here on WJBC.